The goodies and the baddies, images not just in children's playtime, but have always been around throughout human history. The desire to root out perceived evil as a universal temptation for humanity. Hitler's concentration camps, Stalin's purges, China, more recent treatment of ethnic groups, not to mention Hong Kong. The cybercrime we hear of today, as war and witch hunts of one sort or another are and have always been waged. And if not full-scale war, though you see what's happening in Syria, we hear very little, but it's not sorted, is it? But there's other war against terrorism, against imperialism, against drugs, against crime, against abortion, LGBT issues, list endless as ever, which is a reminder that life is not simple. And if lockdown has taught us nothing else, this virus and its implications and all that goes with it are not simple either. But we hope that we are being wisely advised and that we are following and doing the right thing. But like much of life, it can get quite messy and not all that simple. And so while lockdown's gone on, we've heard about and we know of great acts of charity and concern for neighbours and caring for one another, especially the elderly, those in isolation. But equally, I keep getting emails from either the police quarters or the local to say, warn people of the endless scams on our computers, or those cold phone calls telling you they're from the DVLA or the police or wherever it is that want you to give out somehow very subtly your bank details and then empty your account. So they're all reminders that our beautiful and wonderful world is also a very messy world, and that's the desire to create a perfect world, to strive for perfection, root out evil, of course, has always been part of any faith. So it's striking to hear what Jesus says, because he says, let them grow together. He warns against any zeal which would sort of want to say that's right and therefore persecute or do whatever with others. And we're not sure whether this was prompted by questions that Jesus was getting about how the faithful should respond to the presence of evil in the world and perhaps also within the community of believers. Because it's good to reflect that, you see, the church is still shaking by many different things, particularly the child abuse, but many other things as well. And it's a reminder that that is always thus, and it was ever thus, right from Jesus' time. But he rejects a witch hunt or an inquisition. Let them grow together, side by side, until harvest. Because only God knows what's in the human heart. And if mere human beings set themselves up as judge and jury and executioner, then that long dark history of persecutions, show trials, wars, extermination camps, ethnic cleansing, provide ample evidence that the good are inevitably going to be destroyed at the same time along with the bad. The wheat pulled up with the darnel. Lord, it's quite clear. Darnel is a sort of only slightly poisonous plant resembling wheat in its early stages of growth. And it was only when it's fully mature that they realised it could be distinguished. But that's why the Lord, you say, uses that, of course, in that parable. But the Lord then goes on with his other parables. And what he's trying to do is reflect the way God works with us in the midst of our uncertainty and our doubt. They give a picture of a gradual transformation so that the kingdom that he's bringing is not imposed by force and violence. It's a kingdom that grows gradually, even from small beginnings. That's why you see when the two have grown together, he speaks about the mustard seed, the smallest of the seed becomes like a great shrub, small beginnings, and so too is, of course, the yeast that we use in baking. And, of course, it's when change is forced on us from outside that's when it feels alien and foreign and likely to be rejected or resented. And a bit of all that is coming out as well in, you know, the wearing of the face mask. Some people won't come in because they have to have a face mask. What's going to happen when they want then to go into shops or wherever it is? And so these sort of things go on. But St. Paul's reminding us in the second reading that kingdom of God, the subject of the kingdom, of which we are, begins with the power of the Spirit given to us, each of us, in baptism, in our confirmation, and onwards. And what Jesus is saying is, within us, we've got that agent to change, like the yeast, like the mustard seed. So that yeast turns the dough into nourishing bread, the seed turns into a great shrub. And so Paul's saying that growth, that positive influence intermingles with many negative aspects of our own personalities. That's why if we don't know how to pray, it, the Spirit is within you. So that Spirit is there with us. So try first and foremost to root out the negative things, which is why when we come to Mass, we begin always looking into our hearts, seeing what's there, and saying, sorry, Lord, for what's hindered my growth in the Spirit in the last days. The last few days, I mean, not the last days at the end of time, the last few days we've had. And the Lord's saying, give priority, St. Paul is, to growth, not to negativity. But the Lord reminds us that there's no room for compulsion or imposition in the kingdom. Human kingdoms and empires grow, or might grow by means of conquest or force, but the kingdom of God, Jesus is saying, is quite different. It grows when people respond freely, when there's good soil. Last week we had the different kinds of soil. When there's good soil, there's good seed, the receptive heart that can bring forth a rich harvest of good works. So that seed of the kingdom that's planted in us from our baptism has the power to transform both individuals and the world, but never by force, never in a hurry. That's why people don't always like the church, because it thinks in years, maybe even in centuries, rather than the latest passing fad or fancy. But it's from the Lord. Don't hurry, don't rush. Let it grow secretly, quietly, like the yeast, like the mustard seed. And that's why that first reading from the Book of Wisdom speaks of God's patience, God's delay in uprooting the evil, is to revive us with hope and an opportunity of repentance. That's what it's saying in Wisdom there, you see. And often we'll think, you know, why do all these things happen? Why, you know, some of the killings, some of the shootings, something, why can't we get rid of all this? That's not the way it is. This is what we shot through. And the Lord's saying all that. But just be, as it were, patient. That's why every community is composed of good and with bad. Every individual, a mixture of the wheat and the darnel within us. But give it time. The way of the kingdom is not violence for ourselves or for anyone else, but allow God's gentle, persistent love to bring forth that harvest of good works within us. Because if we focus on the good, not on the negative, on the positive, then that transformation is already beginning. So rejoice today that the Lord is patient and mild in judgment, giving us all time to grow into his kingdom people, so that as we go out in peace, glorifying our Lord by our lives.